Friends, welcome. This is Archangel. This past Monday was Memorial Day in the U.S., a national day of recognition for the sacrifices made by fallen soldiers. In my neck of the woods, there is a local school where they fill the soccer field with crosses that bear the names of soldiers who gave their lives. The week preceding Memorial Day, a local radio station advertised the event, saying, "Come out and pay your respects to the sacrifices of our brave men and women." Really? Isn't it funny how females want to be seen as different from males? Females want to be distinct, distinguished from all things male, recognized separate from anything male. Females want special recognition for health concerns. They want special females-only workout rooms in gyms. They want special recognition for being female in science or business. They flock to female-specific foods or supplements or events, etc. Females demand special recognition for being female in nearly every area and facet of society. Look at me, I'm female. Give me special acknowledgement and praise for being female. Oh, and in the event of an emergency, remember, I'm female. I get saved first. Everywhere you turn, females want special distinction as being female. It is evident that they in no way want to be associated with their poop-throwing male counterparts who trail in value and intelligence. So females want distinction from males when it serves them. But when distinction becomes a liability to females, they no longer insist on it. You see, when something might serve to funnel attention or support towards males, suddenly females want to be thrown in with males, and sex distinction is removed. And a perfect example is when it comes to certain sympathetic casualty statistics. Suicide, for example. I have done searches for male suicide statistics, and I have had to dig and dig because many sources like to list total numbers of human suicide statistics to make it seem like suicide is a problem that equally affects both men and women across the board. No, it affects males 4 to 6 times more, and if people realized this, they might wonder why, and even begin asking questions about the male experience, questions that might lead them to male devaluation. So most places like to hide male suffering with ambiguity of generalized human or population statistics. X number of people kill themselves every year. They put people in there to muddy the actual problem of male devaluation, which has a direct hand in males killing themselves in such high numbers that it comprises 80 to 90% of those human or people statistics. And when people learn the true gender statistics, then the cultural establishment will try and justify the sex suicide discrepancy by asserting that females attempt as much as males. Males are simply more successful. This is a crock. If you take all the females who have tried and failed, all the females who have been successful, and all the females who have ever thought about suicide, that total number would not even come close to equaling the number of males that have successfully killed themselves, not even counting those males who have tried and failed, nor the countless number of males who are thinking about it right now, today, this very minute. Suicide is a male crisis, but we do not want males to get that attention. Thus, there is a protocol our culture seems to invoke. If the casualty statistics will funnel sympathy towards females, then we add sex distinction, such as homicide or criminal statistics. X number of victims are female, and perpetrators are male. Yet, when sympathy might be reversed and funneled towards males, then we have the removal of sex distinction and the ambiguity of humanity, meaning total people affected by this or that. The other place I see females happy to be included with males in recognition is military service and/or remembrance. In the last few decades, it has become commonplace phraseology to parrot our brave men and women of the armed forces, and I have heard this phrase more and more over the last few years. Now, yes, while this is politically correct and technically accurate, females have been in the military and are becoming increasingly involved in military affairs compared to the 70s or 80s or 90s, though female involvement in military is merely a drop in the bucket compared to the backbone of the military, which is male. Still, as of 2017, female casualties in battle or on mission are almost non-existent. However, we play word games and exercise semantics to give females complete, full, unearned recognition right alongside the memories of the males that gave their last full measure willingly to protect their homelands. There is no way to say this without sounding like I am discounting any female contribution. I am not. All sacrifices are beautiful, and all roles, even if they are accessory to combat operation, are important. And indeed, females in the military deserve to be recognized. And they can be with a special Females in the Military Day or on Armed Forces Day. But Memorial Day is to specifically honor fallen soldiers. This day is made possible because of purposeful male sacrifice. Now, maybe in the future, females will actually be in the battlefield, gun in hand, fighting, witnessing horrors, and soldiering on, rescuing fallen soldiers, or willingly dying right alongside males from enemy fire, or losing body parts from explosion. Then, females will earn the same recognition as young men who have taken machine gun fire to protect the brother in back of them. Still, the fact remains that females in the past have been somewhat shielded from hostilities. Female roles in previous wars was more accessory, such as a nurse, or perhaps an equipment operator, maybe part of a supply convoy, or making parts for the war machine back home, such as during World War II. Either way, females have played roles where they were more insulated than the vulnerable 22-year-old boys out on the front lines. Furthermore, Memorial Day is to honor the fatalities of the previous wars. Previous wars were fought and paid for with the blood of our young males. Males used as cannon fodder to achieve a military agenda. Females killed in war, such as fleeing villagers caught in the crossfire, or civilian females killed as bombs rained down upon their city. This is collateral damage and is wholly different from recognizing the purposeful sacrifices of someone not fleeing from danger, but standing fast to defend those who are fleeing. This is a holiday that should rightfully honor the sacrifices of the fallen, and we are assaulted yearly with traditional conservative catchphrases such as, "Freedom is not free," and then we hijack the gratitude the fallen have earned and we spread it equally to females, our brave men and women of the military. Yet nobody likes to admit that we finance these statements with male lives. Sons, fathers, grandfathers, everything we know and enjoy today has been balanced upon the backs of the males of any given civilization. The invention, the technology, the discovery, everything from philosophy to art to music, and most especially any freedoms enjoyed, nearly everything is thanks to a male. But this recognition would hemorrhage attention towards males for a brief moment of appreciation. And in a gynocentric society, gratitude for males is not productive towards female elevation. So we gladly throw females in with males to equalize the appreciation. The very same females that want special recognition for everything else. The same female collective that demands unique distinction from males in most all other matters. Yet, here, they want to be included with males. That's kind of like females that demand equality, yet when it comes time to pay for the date or do the heavy lifting, suddenly it's different. Indeed, females that have been killed in the military service of any country, even if it was a supportive role, they absolutely deserve honors. Yet males are given a rifle and made to go into kill zones where it is more likely than not they will return home in a bag. And so it is rightfully appropriate that we honor these males with Memorial Day proceedings. These males that willingly went into battle to fight for family, to fight for country, to fight for ideals. These males that willingly gave their lives in defense of others. However, because a handful of Army nurses have been killed over the last half century, we now steal away the memories of males who never reached their 25th or 30th birthdays with our statements of our brave men and women of the military, which is technically true, but absolutely misleading and full of undeserved female exaltation. Why can't we just say our brave soldiers of the armed forces? No, we have to specifically say brave men and women to include females in something that, because of overwhelming male sacrifice, might otherwise take attention away from females. Nearly the entire rest of the year, we are focused on female wants and concerns, and we ask for one day to honor fallen males. And even this is being hijacked. This national holiday is because of male sacrifice. Males who were indoctrinated with traditional propaganda of God, honor, duty, country, family. Males that wanted to protect and provide, so they joined the army or the navy to shield all the tender folks at home. Males, some not even of legal drinking age, subjected to horrors that most people will never know. Yet, they were told to suck it up and soldier on. We manipulate, use, and indifferently control males in so many reprehensible ways. And now I see the hijacking of the respect owed to fallen males being convoluted with statements like, "our brave men and women of the military." No, the elephant in the room is that we arrive on this day because of male sacrifice, plain and simple. As I walked among the crosses, I saw not a single female name. Some crosses were decorated, and some were just two affixed pieces of wood shoved into the ground. And I felt sorrow that this white cross represented someone who has people who miss them. Yet what nearly choked me up was the thought that some of these crosses represented males who, despite their ultimate sacrifice, really have not been missed. Because we have fresh male stock turning 18 every year, from which to continue drawing our need for disposable heroes. I have reservations with military in general, as it is the ultimate symbol of male disposability in traditional conservatism. However, this is not the forum. We are here to honor the fallen, and in light of this, you know what? Females want distinction for being female. Well, males deserve distinction for being male, especially on this day. I salute both sexes who gave their life in service to another. But come on, give credit where credit is due. We are here because males gave their lives. No matter your country, we are all in existence because of male sacrifice. Stand with me, live free.